I'm
through with my old love.
I
loved her through and through.
I'm
searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
I wanna Sunday kind of love.
What about
to heaven home in Monday's our
call? What about
I wanna love to heaven to home?
What about
I wanna Sunday kind of love?
Sunday kind of love.
I wanna love that's on the square.
What about
and on a road that leads nowhere?
What about
I wanna love to heaven to home?
What about
on a Sunday kind of love?
Sunday kind of love.
But I'm through my Sunday dreaming with all my Sunday scheming. But every minute, every hour, every day, well, I'm hoping to discover what a certain kind of lover
who will show me the way.
My heart needs someone to enfold to heaven with my desire. I want love to heaven to
hold.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Well, I do my Sunday dreaming, all my Sunday scheming, every minute, hour, every day. Oh, well, I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way.
Heaven holding money's our
goal.
I want a love to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Well, hi everybody. Welcome to the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice. In New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello. It's Saturday night here in the Old Town. The best in 1950s rock and roll and rhythm and blues vocal group harmony from now until 2 a.m. Kicked it off with the Dell Vikings. Going to be plenty more tonight. Requests, dedications, some fabulous spotlights as we listen to more of the Alan Freed Band from 1956.
Thank you. y'all at home. 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 Y'all at home.
Darling, I held you all so tight, 'cause I want you to know, darling, I'll never let you go in the still of the night. I remember that night in May. Oh, the stars were bright above. I hope and I pray you give your precious love. But
in the still of the night, darling, I held you. Yes, I held you so tight, 'cause I love you so. Darling, I'll never let you go. In the still of the night,
in the still of the night,
I remember the night in May. Your precious love, but before the night, call me again with all your might in the still of the night. In the still of the night.
Y'all at home. 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 Y'all at home.
What a great version of the classic In the Still of the Night by the Del Vikings. Beginning the program tonight with a nice spotlight by this group, and the mail and request for Del Vikings has been coming in. We'll be acknowledging that momentarily. What we just heard was something from the 1956 audition tapes for the original Del Vikings before they landed their recording contract with Lunaverse Records and then did release a version of In the Still of the Night, just a little bit different on the Lunaverse LP. So that one from the audition tapes available from some time ago, thanks to Collectibles Records in Pennsylvania, with very nice liner notes written by Ronnie I, talking about the history of the Del Vikings. Beginning tonight from 1956, the group's version of A Sunday Kind of Love on the Mercury label. Then over to Phoebe Records, 1957, Whispering Bells, and then 1956, the group doing In the Still of the Night. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. The fabulous sound of the Del Vikings from back in 1957, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Fun! Fun! Fun!
Down the road and over the hill, I took my baby riding in my automobile. Yes, I'm riding along, me and my heart's
a flat tire.
I'm grabbing my jet, I reached for my spare.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the mover, it was flat as a chair.
Uh-huh.
I
got my pump and started pumping back.
Another flat.
Well, I was standing there looking, thinking about my baby. Well, when along came a Charlie in his 88. My baby jumped on the flag and Charlie down.
He said, a hop in, babe, I'll drive you back to town.
So I shook up, feeling bad, just thinking about the fun that we could have had. But I had just about to figure out what to do.
The other's blue.
Charm you turned up on a single rim.
Well, Charlie had his girl and they had to catch him.
Strong on joint, about 82. Uh-huh. Something said to me, somebody following you.
Yeah.
I looked in my mirror and blessed my soul.
It was the highway patrol.
Thereby concluding our opening feature by the Del Vikings by request here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City. From 1957 on the Mercury label, the group doing a very pretty ballad, When I Come Home. And I'd like to dedicate that to all the American servicemen and servicewomen here at home and around the world, protecting freedom for all of us. And as the song says, when I come home, may God be with you. The Del Vikings, to close out that set. Let's go back and recap. We began with their version of Sunday Kind of Love from the Mercury EP and LP back in 1957. Then we were on Coral Records from 1956 with the Alan Freed Rock and Roll Band, Right Now, Right Now. Over to Phoebe Records for the Del Vikings, Whispering Bells, 1957. Then from their Lunaverse audition tapes in 1956, the group's version of In the Still of the Night, the original Del Vikings, who had been organized in Pittsburgh back in 1955 on an Air Force base with Crib Johnson. They were all serving our country, Crib Johnson and Clarence Quick, Don Jackson, Bernard Robertson, and Samuel Patterson, the original quintet. And then when two of the members, Robertson and Patterson, were assigned overseas to Germany, they were replaced by Norman Wright and David Lurchy. And that was in 1956. And then as time went by, Gus Backus joined the group. And he also replaced Don Jackson, who was sent to Germany. So, as I said, a very nice package was put together by Collectibles Records with liner notes written by Ronnie I of the Just For You show. Used to be on Sunday nights. And very happy to fill the request for In the Still of the Night. Just after that, we were in Chicago. Jimmy Binkley and the Orchestra on Chance Records, 1953, with The Midnight Whale. Then back to the Del Vikings from 1957 on Dot, Don't Be a Fool. Also by request on the Mercury label from 1958, Flat Tire. And then closed it out with a beautiful ballad, in my opinion, When I Come Home from 1957. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, doing requests and dedications tonight, and thanking the listeners for the mail and response to the Del Vikings material. I know I did two favorite songs for Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, and he also had asked that I play two of my favorite recordings by the group, and also suggested maybe the listeners would be interested in sending in more requests for Del Vikings. So, and they came. We'll send that opening set out to, I mentioned Joe of Sheepshead Bay, also to Frank B. of Valley Stream, Long Island, and also to Harold of Queens, and also Ken and Bayside, also to Conway and Mary Liz, that's Conway Kehoe, who listens faithfully on the internet, and I thank you, Conway, for that. Also, Nick in Minnesota, thank you very much for getting in touch with us. Nick, formerly of New York. Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, thank you for the regular mail and requests and Del Vikings inspiration, and also for Ed Yeager from right here in New York. So the very best out to all of you folks, and hope you enjoy the opening set as we continue with requests, dedications, and more spotlights tonight here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV at 90.7 FM, Fordham University's voice here in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me, dear. just once more. Darling, I'm so glad you're mine. Talk to me. Talk to me.
If you only if you'll only say you'll always be mine, the love that we share would go on forever. Darling, if you
wow. Just have to catch my breath after listening to something that beautiful. The Five Keys from Newport News, Virginia. Recorded for Aladdin Records, 1952. A very pretty tune entitled If You Only Knew, as part of that Aladdin Years package issued by EMI Records back in the 1990s. Really special sound, and very happy to include the Five Keys on a regular basis here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. We want to say hi to Ronnie Sherman and thank him for the very nice mail into the show. Ronnie listens regularly each and every week, and I thank you, Ronnie. And that Little Willie John, Talk to Me, on King Records, we began with from 1958. And that was especially for Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, working off the request list that you sent in, Joe. Along with Richard McHale, still working on that request list, Richard, and I have something else for you tonight as well. And thank you for writing. And the very best out to you. We had the keynotes in there for Richard and Margaret Logan, also formerly of New Jersey, and I thank them very much for the request. That very pretty tune from New York City on Apollo Records, 1955, entitled A Star for Richard and Margaret. And we just closed with the Five Keys, If You Only Knew, recorded for Aladdin Records, and of course from the Collector's Corner, for our good friend Rich Kriz, who was formerly a guest many times up here on the program, along with Nick and Jerry and so many other collectors. And Rich would like to dedicate the Five Keys to Ginger in Sacramento, who is listening to Group Harmony Review. So thank you very much also for tuning in and for the mail into 90.7 FM. We'll be acknowledging the mail request dedications tonight throughout this request and dedications edition of Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. We've been getting more requests from our good friend Buzz for the legendary Sparrows Quartet from New York City, from Brooklyn and Queens. Back in the 1970s, I first heard the Sparrows Quartet singing on the Old Time Capsule show. And back in 1973, 74, recorded some unbelievable sounds in the style of 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group Harmony, a cappella. We always loved hearing the group with Dominic D'Elia, Billy D'Elia, Sal Mondrone. Sam Wood was the original bass, and then he was later replaced by Bob Friedman. And always great hearing the group. And thank you, Buzz, for the regular requests for more Sparrows Quartet material. Let's go to Jet Records. And I guess this was recorded late 1973, early 74. So this is with Bob Friedman. And it's all about having a great time. The Sparrows singing for fun. We sing for fun. And we play the music because we love it too. Here on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review.
Where bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom be do be bom 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 be do be de bom
she went up she made a little
be bom she went up she made a little
be
bom
she went up
she made a little be bom bom be do be de bom be do be bom bom
out to California we go, and something really nice there by the Hollywood Saxons. And that pretty tune entitled Is It True on Contender Records from 1958, and then was reissued thanks to the folks at Relic Records on a nice 45 on Green Wax, the gold label, in 1965. So thanks to the Relic Rack. So we had the Contender label in 58, Relic in 65 for the Saxons. Is It True? From California, just ahead of that, the Sparrows Quartet, Jet Records, 1973. We Sing for Fun. That was by request for Bob. And then, of course, the Hollywood Saxons on to continue with great material. We played that one from the Collector's Corner for Richard Kriz last week on Swingin' Records from the mid to late 60s, entitled Laughing Girl. And they actually answered that tune, Is It True, with a song entitled Yes, It's True, in 1960, under the name of the Tuxedos, on Forte Records. And just to remind you folks, speaking of the early 60s, that next week, by request and by demand, will be another edition of All 1960s, Rhythm and Blues and Rock and Roll Vocal Group Harmony. So I've put together a list of songs that I hadn't presented in any of the prior features. And as you know, so much of the fabulous 1950 sound carried over into the 60s. Some had been recorded in the late 50s and unreleased. So we're going to do an entire show with that theme next week. If there is anything special you might want me to include, I invite you to send in an email or regular mail, danromanello@wfuv.org. So speaking of the Hollywood Saxons, going to continue with the group right now and go to that release under the name of the Tuxedos on Forte Records from 1960.
There's one thing for sure.
I will show. are you sorry that we remain?
Just tell me you love me and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end.
Such a pretty recording. Always love that one by Earl Grant on Decca Records, At the End of a Rainbow. Very sweet ballad from the 50s era, and with a very nice chorus in the background, not a full vocal group, but very pretty tune, I think, and so well defines and captures the beautiful songs that were being recorded and released back in the 1950s era, and the kind of sound that has pretty much disappeared nowadays. It's not on commercial radio in New York. Even many of the collector rhythm and blues shows might not feature something in that category, but I've always loved it, and I wanted to included tonight on this edition of Group Harmony Review. Earl Grant, At the End of a Rainbow. And recently I was listening to one of the CDs from Kenny Vance and the Planetones, and when they performed Need You, a tune done by Donny Owens for Guidon Records, I can just picture Kenny Vance and the group doing this song that we just heard by Earl Grant. Very nice indeed. So we say hi to Kenny and the group, and looking forward to seeing them again in the near future. We continued with the Hollywood Saxons to begin that set. We went with the Tuxedos, their answer song to Is It True? Yes, It's True, on Forte Records from 1960. And don't forget, next week, all 1960s edition of Group Harmony Review. Anything special you do want to hear. Right after that, a fabulous two-sider gave you the backflip. That's also by request. Continuing in the WFUV backflip, as started on the Old Time Capsule Show right here in the Bronx, New York City. From 1959, the Sonics on Harvard Records, This Broken Heart. And then the flip side, You Made Me Cry. And we closed it out with Earl Grant. How quickly the first hour is going on this request and dedications edition of the show. A lot of people we want to continue to acknowledge. We say hi to Alfonso, formerly of the Bronx. And we mentioned Conway and Mary Liz. And Conway also included his request for Del Vikings, and also commented on how much he enjoyed hearing the Pals. Summer Is Here on Guidon Records, also on Turf. So coincidentally, and thank you, Conway, for the mail, we also heard from Billy Valentine, the bass singer of the Pals. So good to know you're out there listening to the show, and I appreciate the mail. Hi also to Paul of Port Washington. Have two requests for you coming up tonight on part two of the show. And as I said, Billy, great hearing from you, and thank you very much. Also, hi to Kevin in Queens. Thank you for the mail, Kevin. Glad you're out there and letting us know that you're enjoying the show in Woodhaven. Stu, upstate New York, also a regular listener. We have another instrumental coming up for Don of East Haven. We have a Robin special on part two with some vocaliers included for Howard of Baltimore. And thank you, Howard. Also, hi to Jude, and the very best to Tommy and Diane. Thank you all for writing. And, of course, Nate and that whole group listening in Montego Bay, to Liddy Lou and G-Dog. And hi to Mabel, and also Nate's friends right here in the Bronx, here on WFUV, on the Group Harmony Review by request and dedications. We're going over to Philadelphia, the sweet sound of George Grant and the Castells. And really fine, Castells, early Grand material, early 50 sounds, all reissued in the early 1960s, when I was first picking up the sounds on Grand Records. And we want to send this one out to Dennis Evers. And I thank you, Dennis, for your mail into the show and talking about the early days of UGHA not too long ago. Also, the Castells for Jeff Michelson. And I thank you, Jeff, for writing and acknowledging groups like the Castells and your days in Brooklyn. And let's say hi to your buddy, Richie McAllister. Also, Frank Van Valen, the Castells is for you. And also for Rockin' Jim Rigsby and Kirk Roberts. And hi also to Bob and to Chris. We go back now to 1953. here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We're member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. The Castell.
Ah. Pastrano, that's the deal. You promised to come back to me when you whispered farewell in Capistrano. Swallows flew to the sea.
Out to the sea.
All the mission bells will ring. The chapel choir will sing. Happiness you'll in my memories when those swallows come back to Capistrano. Oh, oh, last day I pray that you come back to me. Should not return, I'll still be waiting for you when those swallows come back to Capistrano. That's the day I pray that you
you
Of all the popular rhythm and blues vocal groups from the 1950s era, the Platters continue to be requested among them. And that perhaps the rarest release for the Platters. And it's interesting to note that for a group that became so popular with so many recordings on the Mercury label, they had this one release on Federal in their early years, Tony Williams and the Platters for the Federal label, and an original 45 of that tune on the Gold Top Federal label, almost impossible to find, and ranks way above many of the other obscure vocal group sounds. And that one by request for Frank B. of Valley Stream, Tony Williams, the Platters, the early years on Federal label, I'll Cry When You're Gone. Just ahead of that, for Richard McHale, we had Bobby Day and the Satellites on Class Records, When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. We began with the Castells on Grand Records from 1954, Over a Cup of Coffee, for all those nice folks I mentioned, for Frank Van Valen and Dennis Evers and Jeff Michelson. And we also had the Bop Tones right after that on Ember Records from New York. I Had a Love. Wanted to thank Keith for writing. Very nice hearing from you, Keith, and we'll dedicate those out to you as well. Thank you for the mail. Also, Joey V, appreciated hearing from you and your very nice comments about the music we play here on Group Harmony Review. So glad you're enjoying the program here on WFUV. So hi to Joey V, and that one especially for you too. And Paul, I mentioned you in Port Washington. Your two requests are coming up this hour. Also, we want to say hi to our good buddy Blatt up there in Buffalo. And thank you for the request, Blatt. Dave in Colorado, thank you for letting us. We're formerly of New York, and I thank you for letting us know that you enjoy the show out there in Colorado. So great hearing from you, Dave. Plenty more requests to get to, and I want to get back to another long set, as I like to do here on the show, and this spotlight and feature on Red Robin Records from New York. Bobby, Danny Robinson from Harlem, New York City. The Red Robin label. And included in here, of course, will be some vocaliers material for Howard, formerly of New York as well. And we also want to say hi to Conway and Mary Liz. And Don of East Haven, I still have that instrumental coming up for you in just a little bit. But let's get to the Velvets from the Sugar Hill section of New York City to begin our Red Robin feature here on Group Harmony Review.
Oh, me. Won't you hear my plea? Hurry back to me.
I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, a short 30 minutes, awful that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I thought that you were sweet in my head. I went to school and then you swept me off my feet. I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more. Yes, a short 30 minutes, awful that I can't afford. When I first met you, baby, I took you for myself. But I found out, baby, that you love somebody else. I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more. Yes, a short 30 minutes, awful that I can't afford.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Short 30 minutes, all that I get up for.
Thank you.
to lose six no more.
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
Yes, I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more.
He's got it better than a rule.
Just a short 30 minutes, that's all your daddy can afford. Because of
love, 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 baby, love, 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 love,
love, love,
love, love, love,
thank you.
closing out a nice long set of great Red Robin material. That time, Charles and Carl on Red Robin from 1954, One More Chance. Just ahead of that, also from 1954, The Scarlets with Kiss Me, beautiful ballad. And, of course, Freddie Parris, later The Five Satins. Just prior to that, 1952, early Red Robin for the Dew Droppers and Can't Do 60 No More. We began with the Velvets from Sugar Hill, 1953, and the second item in the set, the Vocaliers, 1953, very beautiful recording, I Walk Alone. And those going out to Howard of Baltimore, formerly of New York. Also to Jeff, thank you for the very nice mail into the show. And also to Ronnie Sherman. Also to Billy of Hicksville. And the very best out to Bobby of the Bronx. With our Red Robin feature here on Group Harmony Review. Love doing the long sets. Love doing spotlights and features. And so many nice people had written in and commented about the Harvey Fuqua tribute here on Group Harmony Review and the Moonglows material and the Harvey Fuqua related songs. So I thank you all for the mail. There was a very nice article written by David Hinckley of the Daily News acknowledging the passing of this incredible artist, Harvey Fuqua of the Moonglows. The original Moonglows went on to do so much work with Motown and so many other popular artists. And thank you, David, for the acknowledgement of Group Harmony Review in your article and the other very influential shows around town. He mentioned Christine Vitale of the Group Harmony Alley and also Lou Rallo of the Big Beat Show. And also Frank Gingaro and Gordon Skatberg of the Rhythm and Blues Serenade. So the very best out to you folks as well. And hi, of course, to David Hinckley and thanking him for his continued efforts. And also his acknowledgement of the great rhythm and blues and rock and roll artists of a very important and special era for the music here in the good old USA. With Dan Romanello on the Group Harmony Review on WFUV. Got to get to those requests before we run out of time. Still got plenty more to catch up on. And don't forget, next week, the All 1960s edition. If there's anything special you would like me to include, please drop me a line. You can send an email to danromanello at wfuv.org, or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 104.58, as we continue here at 90.7 FM.
to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly. Sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart.
came along and threw me out. Now it ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking, cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. She was round so firm and fully packed. Curves in the front and curves in the back. Now it ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking, cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. My love comes down, cause it ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking, cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. I'm looking for a woman who can move her bones. I want something shaking. Gotta find something shaking. My heart is breaking, cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight.
Okay, we went back to 1949 for that one. The Johnny Otis Orchestra on Savoy Records, and Ain't Nothing Shaking. Wow. Reminds me, it's time for another volume of all up-tempo rhythm and blues and rock and roll recordings. Gonna have to get to that soon as well. I think we're up to volume 4 or 5 in the all rock and rhythm and blues editions of Group Harmony Review. We began with 2 requests for Paul of Port Washington. First, we had the Aquatones on Fargo Records with that very popular tune entitled You. And speaking of very popular, Tommy Edwards with that real pretty ballad from 1958 on MGM Records, It's All in the Game. Just after that, we had the Larktones on Ricky from 1958, Why Are You Tearing Us Apart? And that had been a request. We sent out the Larktones on Ricky and on ABC Paramount, the letter, a few shows back by request for Renee of New York City. And Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn also had written in and requested that we dedicate the Larktones and the flip side, a nice tune, Noisy Neighbors by the group, back out to Renee, who appreciates their sound. And we closed out the set with Johnny Otis from 1949 for Savoy Records here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. So to fill that request for Renee from Joe of Brooklyn, here are the Larktones once again from 1958.
Before the sun goes down,
hear that talk
talk all over town
about that morning guy. Oh my, while being nosy in his house, going on by trying to find out about me and you.
To L-O-A-U, lonesome blues.
Hey!
Okay, from 1958 on Ricky Records, the Larktones once again with Nosy Neighbors. And thank you, Joe, for the request. I know Renee appreciates those Larktones. And just ahead of that, I meant to mention the Johnny Otis Orchestra with Ain't Nothin' Shakin' on Savoy, 1949, was especially for Don of East Haven, Connecticut. So thank you, Don, for the Mail into Group Harmony review. Often what I do on the program, and especially during Black History Month in February, we go back into the era where rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony made a transition into soul harmony. And one of the groups I've always loved from the 70s, Julie and I would listen to all the material by the Stylistics. Russell Tompkins Jr. and Company had a request in for the Stylistics from Ed Yeager. So we're going to get to that, especially for you, Ed, right now. So much great material by the group, and good to know that you enjoy the Stylistics as much as we do.
Find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within. How to live again.
Only
who I can depend to walk a path that sometimes bends.
Without you, life has no meaning or rhyme, like notes to a song.
Such a beautiful recording. And I thank you, Ed Yaker, for acknowledging the stylistics. And as I said, that was one of the transitional harmony groups into the early stages of soul harmony that Julie and I would also love very much and enjoy listening to. So I'd like to dedicate that also to my wife, Julie. The stylistics on AFCO Records. From 1973, You Make Me Feel Brand New. That's from the album back then, Rock and Roll Baby, with the stylistics. Very nice, very enjoyable. Features a dual lead with Russell Tompkins Jr. and Aaron Love. So, really enjoyed that. And going to have to get to more stylistics records. A pleasure to feature here on Group Harmony Review. Got about 7 or 8 minutes to go in the show. Don't forget, next week, all 1960s coming up in the near future. All rock and rhythm and blues edition of Group Harmony Review. And also going to be getting to another countdown of one of the old Times Square records lists from the early 1960s here in New York. Some very exciting shows planned for you. And I'm so glad you could join me here on WFUV. And WFUV.org. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review, the best in rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony, the 1950s era, kept alive every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. here on the campus of Fordham University in the Bronx, New York City, and on the internet at WFUV.org.
Love, my tender love, romantic love, your eyes shine like the stars up above. I love you nightly, your eyes shine brightly, they do. My love, my only love, lasting love, you are my heart's eternal love. I'll always love you, I'll always need you, Well, now you have gone on your
busy day. The engines came, but you scared them all away. Sleepy little cowboy, time you were bedding down. Now don't you frown. Thanks to you, they didn't rob the stage. I bet those bad men are really in a rage. Sleepy little cowboy, you drove them out of town. Clear out of town. Tomorrow we're due to see the wagon train through, and you're to be a leader, old pal. So put up your guns.
Well, it's been quite a while since I used this one as a closing theme. Fabulous by the Deep River Boys with Harry Douglas and Edward Wares, Vernon Gardner, and Carter Wilson on Beacon Records. Sleepy Little Cowboy from the late 1940s, reminding me that maybe it's time for another All Roots of R&B edition of Group Harmony Review.
The way you do, sleepy little cowboy, Mom and Dad are proud of you. Say your prayers and close your weary eyes. The Sandman brings in a dream that's just your size. Takes a heap of sleeping to ride the whole day through.
This is Dan Romanello thanking you for joining me here on Group Harmony Review, and I look forward to seeing you next week at midnight here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.